What does it mean to be a feminist? There's so many misconceptions and stigma that comes with that word, especially for teenagers. But for one student at Foster High School in Tukwila, it's a part of who she is. Radioactive's Zeb Tuji has more.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say feminism?
What?
The first word that comes to mind is Beyonce.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know what feminism is or what it means.
Power.
Empowerment and roller derbies.
Those are my friends Arag Papian, Betsy Madrid, Muhammad Abdi, Jesse McCall, and Layla McKinley. They couldn't wait to stop in the halls of Foster High School to answer some questions for me.
Do you hate men?
This is my classmate Nandina Chenik. She's a feminist, a filmmaker, and an activist at Foster High School.
Are you a man-hater? That's the most common question that people ask, or that's the assumption that they make. If you're a feminist, it means you hate men, and that women are trying to take over the world, and blah, 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 blah. We're trying to, like, squander men, which isn't true at all.
Nandina's the type of person you find sitting in front of class with her brown hair in a ponytail and wearing an eccentric pattern scarf around her neck. She was born in Sarajevo in 1996, just after the Bosnian War. It was just last year when she began to learn more about the war.
During the war, Serbian forces would go to towns or villages or whatnot and round up all the men and kill most of them and take the women and place them in rape camps where they would repeatedly rape women. And it wasn't just women, it was young girls as well. And a lot of those women are still reeling from what's happened to them.
She learned more about the war in her civics class because she was writing a speech for civics. It was her civics teacher, Andrea Gamboa, who helped her see a new perspective on the world.
You meet a lot of people who change your viewpoint, and Miss Gamboa was one of them. She really helped me get there, and for me, Miss Gamboa is like a role model. She's somebody I look up to because she embodies what I want to be in the future. She's independent, she's confident, she's a strong woman.
After that, Nandina began to start reading books and watching movies on how women are treated around the world. During her junior year, she felt inspired enough to contribute to a cause she was passionate about. Nandina made a short film titled Wicked about domestic violence and how destructive it could be towards a person. This is a clip from Wicked featuring her history teacher, Tracy Garza, about how common domestic violence is.
1 in 3 women have been beaten or sexually abused in her lifetime. And in some parts of the world, a girl is more likely to be raped than learn to read. Violence can result in physical, mental, sexual, and reproductive health problems.
Nandina isn't the only one at Foster High School wanting to create change. One of Nandina's friends, Layla McKinley, who is a quirky, curly-haired junior, is also wanting to make a difference. Layla was in psychology class one day, and the teacher showed them a controversial video on feminism.
Basically, the video was just a bunch of, like, 7-year-olds, like, dressed up as princesses, saying bad words and how these bad words aren't as bad as words such as pay inequality and domestic violence. And once the video was done, this boy sitting next to me said, wow, I hate watching little kids cuss. And I just thought to myself, you just missed the whole point of the video.
This video urged Layla to start a feminist society. She's tired of the lack of understanding others have of the feminist movement.
There's a Black Student Union, there's a Bhutanese Student Club, there's all of these different clubs. Why not one for women, more specifically the feminists of Foster High School?
Nandina is extremely pumped to be a part of the club with Layla. She thinks there are many ways to strengthen the feminist community.
Instead of putting other girls down for something, if we empower other women and we support them in whatever endeavors they're making, that will make a community of women stronger and make the goal to achieve more rights more feasible.
So what does the word feminism mean to you?
It's about equality and achieving equality in all means of life.
Nandina Chenik hopes to fulfill a leadership role in the near future where she can help other women fill positions of power locally and globally. For Radioactive, I'm Azeb Tuji.